just a short little message today. And then we've also got some interactive little stations around the place as we take time in a different kind of a way, in a more participatory way. I want to tell you a quick story. On Wednesday, I was interested to hear that you got your restricted license, because on Wednesday, I too was down at the testing station waiting for my daughter to sit her restricted driver's test. And I find that kind of waiting a little bit stressful, because it's not her that's being tested, it's actually me. The trainer, the one who was teaching the person how to drive. And so whether or not she does well probably might be a reflection on me, and there's nothing I could do about it. So anyway, so I was waiting, and she passed, by the way. But during this moment, I decided, okay, I'm actually going to go down to the cafe and sit at the cafe, have a coffee. And that day, there's been quite a lot of intensity, some activity that I've been involved in that's been quite full on. It's been a full on week. And then as well as that, you're sort of waiting nervously. And so I grabbed my coffee and I was about to pull out the laptop and do some work and some emails and that sort of thing. And I thought, no, actually, I'm going to take a moment to wait in God's presence. And just as I was sitting there, I felt like the Holy Spirit was saying to me, Tim, I just want you to rest in my love. And as I rested in God's love and received that sense of God's love and affirmation and God's presence, and I looked up at the sky and all I could see was blue sky. There was no clouds in that moment. And there was a sense of this open heaven, open spaciousness of God's presence. And it was a powerful moment. You know, I'm describing it in those words, but it was a moment where I was actually brought to tears, moved by the sense of God's love and affirmation. Knowing that I don't need to do anything to earn God's love, to impress Him, to prove myself, everything is by God's grace. It's a gift that we can just receive. The waiting of those followers of Jesus in the upper room, waiting for the Holy Spirit, I don't think it was the same kind of waiting as an anxious father waiting to see whether his training his daughter to drive was good enough. Maybe it's a sense of anticipation and desire and wonder about what God was going to do next. Maybe it's there's a sense of waiting for something to cook in the oven, and you can see it. You can see it changing. You can see the smells. You can smell the fragrance coming through it. Maybe it's that kind of waiting. There's sort of a sense of God's presence that's already there with us as we wait, because the Holy Spirit has been poured out for us already. I don't know what it was like for you when you first encountered the Holy Spirit. When I look at all of these light bulbs around, it seems to me that there is a fitting in our life that is designed to have the Holy Spirit. In every one of our lives, there is a place for God's presence, a light fitting, and we are designed to receive the Holy Spirit into our lives. Now, for some of us, for me, it seemed as though this was one of those ones where the Holy Spirit, I knew that I had the Holy Spirit in my life. The Bible says that we have received the Holy Spirit the moment that we confess Him as Lord. In fact, we cannot even confess Him as Lord without the work of the Holy Spirit revealing that to us beforehand. And yet there's something of this enabling and empowering and boldness that God gives the early church. And it seems that this is something that continues to happen, and not just a one-off event. So for me, the receiving of the Holy Spirit was something like, as a young child of 4 years old, having an experience where I knew that God's presence was there, but it was like the light bulb gradually increased in its illumination throughout my life. And then there was this moment when I was about 16 years old, quite a radical blast of energy. It was like, wow. For other people, it seems as though God's presence is there. It's like the light bulb goes in and it's full blast straight away. People's experience seems to be different. And then there's ones like the Galatian church, who seem to begin really well, led by the Holy Spirit, but then somewhere along the lines, they drifted back into their own activity and their own works. And Paul had to remind them again to live by the Holy Spirit. Wherever you're at today, whether this is a new thing, whether this is a first-time experience, whether this is remembering a past event, whether this is a gradual illumination or there was a radical moment in your life or you're anticipating that happening, I encourage all of us to wait with anticipation and hunger, not just today because it's Pentecost, but every day of our lives, continuing to wait in God's presence. There are a few different stations around the room that point back to some of our journey of our series about resurrection people over the last few months. And one of those is the cross here, where we place that rock. We place that stone at the cross, symbolizing letting go of the burdens and the challenges. During this next reflective time, I encourage you to do something different, to go and pick up a stone to take away with you. We've sung a song that says, I'll build my life upon your love. And there is the sense of God is building his church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. There's a sense of us being invited to join in with what God is doing, building his kingdom. So today, one of the stations will be simply to go to the cross and ask God what he's asking you to take away and do. To pick up a stone, to symbolize what is God asking you to do actively in joining with the work of his kingdom in this world. Does that sound good? So that's one of them. Over here we have another one. It's familiar to us. The bread, the cup, the communion. We're taking this and we're remembering the death and the resurrection of Jesus. As you come to the table, it's a place of confessing sin and receiving grace. It's a place of exchange, a place of leaving behind the past and embracing the new life that he's given us. It's a place of remembering his death upon the cross, but also his new life. He is resurrected. He is alive again. As you take the bread and the cup, remember that Jesus Christ is alive and he has ascended into the heavens. Jesus, fully God, fully human, alive, representing humanity in heaven, as we talked about last week. The third station is over here, and it's simply oil and these words about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This is the place where you can come and receive prayer, and someone like me and one of the leaders will pray for you and your family, anoint you with oil, and pray for God's blessing, pray for God's Holy Spirit upon your life and upon your work in this season. And the fourth little station is over here. And you can see that there is a net there and there is fish. There's only two fish. But remember the story, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, where the resurrected Jesus, alive again, appeared to his disciples at Galilee. And they'd gone back to work. And as they went back to work, Jesus blesses their work with this abundant catch of fish, 153 fish. And can you remember that week where you took away that chocolate fish, symbolic of the work that God had given you to do that he was also inviting you to enjoy? So over there, over the back over there, there's some paper and there are some outlines of fish on both sides. And you are invited to go and color in a fish. And this is symbolic of praying for the Holy Spirit into the workplace, the week by day by day week settings that you're in, praying for God's presence in there. So you might like to write a prayer on the back. You might just like to write the words school. You might be a teacher or a student and you're praying for God's presence in that place. So go color in a fish, and when you place it into that net, you're welcome to grab one of those mini chocolate fish there as well, but only after you've put one in there. I don't know what happens if you put 10 fish in there. We'll see. We'll see what happens. So those are some stations. And then finally, there's just up on the screen a prayer, a reflective prayer that you're welcome to sit and watch. If you've come with people and you'd like them to pray with you, then please do so. So this is a time, it's a little bit different, of spaciousness, of openness to the Holy Spirit, of thinking and writing and colouring and bringing our thoughts and our prayers to God in a different way. So just while this video was playing and during some of the songs after that, we invite you to come. We invite you to be open to the Holy Spirit in whatever way that looks like for you. So there's these different stations around the room. So could I please have that video ready to be played now? God, we continue to recognize your presence. We welcome all that you want to do in our lives. And may we, like those light bulbs behind us and there on the stage, may our hearts be fully illuminated by your Holy Spirit and all that you want to do in our lives today. Amen.